Oh, well, hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? Talking shit. That's right, the OG show, the show that started it all, where I just kind of talked a little shit for an hour and a half and you guys gave a fuck. And I appreciate you guys for watching. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about what are you going to do? Like, what are the plans? Shops, guys that have a car hobby, everybody out there, what are you going to do when, what are you going to do when the EPA starts to shut everything down? Based on everything we see, based on everything I know, based on everything that's been happening since 2015, they're ramping up enforcement. They're ramping up stuff. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do when it comes time for you to build something? Are you going to take that recent EPA stuff into consideration? Are you going to say, fuck it, take precaution to the wind? Are you noticing that all of a sudden you're starting to sign paperwork left and right? You're starting to sign paperwork. You're starting to sign, what do you call them? Like liability shit, like sheets that tell you that you promise that you don't have to, that you won't put this on an emissions control vehicle. You're noticing that your tunes are being uploaded to the cloud. You're noticing that your VIN number is all over the place. Guys, look, I'm sorry. That doesn't look good, right? For our hobby. It doesn't look good for our hobby when we have to potentially self-snitch, right? We're giving out our VINs, we're giving out our names, we're giving out this. We're on Instagram. We're literally on Instagram telling people, I just installed the catalytic exhaust in my car and I'm ready to send it with a blah, blah, blah tune. You know, what are you going to do? A lot of people are probably doing the right thing and taking their cars off the road preemptively. Like if you have insurance on a car in an emissions control state. By the way, did you guys see that in Harris County has emissions checks? Let me make sure. Emissions check, Harris County. Harris County, which is Houston, has supposedly like mobile emissions testing, meaning like there's like an emissions check, mobile emissions testing. Where basically instead of a DUI check, there's like an emissions check. Mobile, it's Harris County, counties. Yeah, once in a while there was a sign supposedly, and I don't know if it was true or not, but I saw it on Facebook where there was I think Brandon shared it or something like that, where there was literally a sign that says emissions check ahead. Could you imagine that you're out there and you're going to potentially you're just driving your Mustang to work and all of a sudden they go, oh, emissions check coming up. So what are you going to do if your car, you and I both know your shit does not adhere to many of the EPA laws. I guarantee most of the guys' cars in this chat does not adhere to EPA law. Someone says you can still make power with free flow cats. You can. The GESI, Gessie, whatever the fuck the name of that company is, you can make big power with a catted car. But does it actually pass the emissions based on the laws of the time? If you have an E85 car with a cam or locked cams or LS Fox body, half of you guys have your exhaust coming out of your fenders. Someone said, turn around. That's like DOT for the trucks. They do that up here in Canada. Could you imagine what would happen if I'm driving the GT500 down a highway and they say, emissions check coming up? First of all, good luck trying to find that tailpipe, motherfucker. Second of all, I mean, I'm not going to get hit with a couple $1,000 fine. That's ridiculous. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do if the EPA and how everything seems to be going comes to fruition and you are super fucked and you can't modify your vehicle anymore? Manufacturers get shut down. What are you going to do? I'd like to talk a little bit about that because you got to have a plan B. You got to have a contingency plan. A lot of people out there are just putting their heads in the sand and not even realizing what's happening. And I'm blown away by that there are people that are in the industry, make parts, prominent people in the industry, and they keep modifying modern vehicles. They keep doing fender exit exhausts. They keep doing exhaust coming out the hood. They keep making flame kits. And I'm just like, bro, those people just literally do not even understand what's happening right now to promote flame exhaust, hood exit stuff, turbo single. I don't understand. Someone says, play dumb and I bought the car from a private seller. You know that ignorance is not an excuse. If I've learned anything from watching Judge Judy, is that ignorance is not an excuse. We'll talk about that a little bit. And we'll talk about that for a while. We got an hour and a half. I want to say thank you to the Parts Farm and happy birthday to Rami Zaidan. Guys, maybe you guys don't know Rami Zaidan's story. Maybe you don't care, but I care. Rami Zaidan, 6 years ago, was a guy that was no money, wanted just wondering what the hell to do. Bought himself a Mustang, started working on it in his literally his mom's house, I think, like a little driveway. And that's where he built his 9-second VMP supercharged Mustang. I met him over at VMP. Slowly but surely, he started to make a name for himself. He was the first 9-second Mustang in the island of Puerto Rico. He then started getting a couple of clients, a couple of super loyal clients like Hector and a couple of other people that stuck with him the whole time. Now he is responsible for building the fastest, quickest, most badass cars in Puerto Rico 6 to 7 years later. Okay. And in Little Island, the guy came from nothing, made himself something, owns a ZR1, builds ZR1s, builds Camaros, fucks with McLarens, owns a dyno, rents the dyno out, has a thriving business in Puerto Rico. So I want to say happy birthday to you. You deserve everything you're getting your way because you've busted your ass. Talk about a guy that works 24/7. This gentleman works 24/7. There are no off days for the dude. And I love his work ethic. And I want to congratulate him for celebrating another year on this planet. So Two Auto Solution, the Parts Farm. Thank you guys for being sponsors of the channel. Appreciate you guys. So social media, in my opinion, has ruined everything. And it's because nobody's get a voice. Like nobody's get a voice. You literally have to sit. I say literally too much. I apologize. You have to sit there and defend yourself against some Kentucky ass, against some Oklahoma ass, against some bitch, because social media gave the ability for these people to have a voice. Now, truth be told, without social media, I don't have this job. I literally talk shit. But what happens is people that don't know shit, people that don't know a goddamn thing, they use social media to complain and have a voice or to constantly critique everything. Don't you guys know one or two guys? There's guys, go on my chats, go on my video uploads, look at the comment section. There's four or five guys out there. YDBT customer support. That's wonderful. There's guys out there that all they do is live to correct every single little thing you said. There was a guy in one of my videos that was like, you said the Coyote has 130 more horse than a three valve. It's really only 100. Really? It's really only 100? I'm sorry. It's only 100, dipshit. So racing changed. Racing used to be meet up somewhere, go have some fun, and you're good. Now it became a money thing, shop versus shop. People don't argue in person anymore. People use social media to publicly shame you. Like what they do is they'll go, if they got a problem with Lund, they won't come up to us in person. We have a guy we know that's in a different camp. And that guy has talked so much shit on Lund. I repeat, little motherfucker has talked so much shit on Lund. And he had the opportunity to tell us in person how he felt right in front of her face, 2 feet away from homeboy. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Probably sized us up and said, Junior's fucking 6'8". Alex is over 220 pounds. I think I'm going to shut the fuck up and put my Twitter fingers back in my pocket. And then people, for whatever reason, listen to the person, right? They listen to the person when they complain about Lund. It's like a gang mentality. Other people use social media to work out issues. Haven't you guys seen, especially because of this channel, people go on social media and say, I can't believe he's talking shit about me. Meanwhile, I never name names. How many times have you guys heard me mention a name? Because people think I'm talking about one guy when there's multiple shops and people. You guys think I'm talking about you? Bro, I've come across so many people in this industry and they all kind of act the same. And then they self-snitch. Then they self-snitch, go on social media and go, Alex is talking about me. No one said I was talking about you. But you know what happens? People send them clips and they go, Alex is talking about you. The person doesn't even watch the clip or the whole episode. They just watch the clip, believe the guy that says he's talking about you, son. Because who else did that? Motherfucker, many people did that shit. But I think social media ruined racing. Like ruined, exactly. There's multiple rat fucks. You think there's just one? No. I've come across at least 10 people that are absolute dipshits, horse shit. They know nothing, but social media keeps them sort of relevant, right? And if the truth were to come out, nobody would believe it. I've learned a long time ago that calling people out in terms of truth and saying what's true, that you know, you've seen with your own two fucking eyeballs, people aren't going to believe it because, you know, I didn't see it happen on social media. If it didn't happen on social media, it didn't happen. I remember when Gen 3 Mustang started actually coming out and going fast. And I mentioned, based on some stuff that happened at VMP, about fuel systems and how fuel systems, this and that. So just because you run a number and you cheap out on the fuel system and you don't have full access to stuff, then, you know, I wouldn't really tout your record as something too awesome. I would actually say that Ford did a really good job. You just happened to put boost and fuel to it and the car seemed to react halfway decent. People went out of their way to say, I can't believe he's talking about me. I can't wait to meet him in person. I'm going to beat him up. And I was at the track every weekend, every Wednesday, every Friday, saw the people who talk shit. And I'm there dolo. Nobody with me. And homeboys wouldn't say a goddamn thing. So I think it just ruined a lot. It made cowards relevant. So racing to me kind of took a back seat. And I started to kind of go, I don't want to be around these people. It was harder and harder to find people you wanted to deal with. People you thought were honorable, people you thought were legit. Now, I understand people might think that I'm toxic as fuck to be around. That means they don't know me or they don't listen to the show because I'm pretty goddamn clear about what I got to say and where I stand on many things. And if out of any of the racers I know, there's not many more honorable than I am, honestly, when you actually see how people act and what they do. But anyway, racing has become kind of fucked up. So now with the EPA stuff, people, the same people that have Twitter fingers and talk shit, they don't say a goddamn thing, right? They think it's not a thing. They think it's not going to happen. Then you start hearing this guy got hit, that guy got hit, this guy got hit. And those people are nice and quiet. They only talk shit when it serves a purpose to put someone down. We attempted to tell people, hey, man, this is coming. This shit's coming. It's coming and it's going to be a problem. And do you think they're going to stop at companies? Do you think they're going to stop at companies when they got your VIN, they got your address, they know what part was shipped to you? Guys, they know. It's just going to be a bad look in terms of optics if the EPA starts going after individuals. It's like, uh-oh, we're going after individuals. This might be a bad look. Let's just go after mom and pop shops. So what's going to happen if your favorite shop shuts down? Because that's where they're going next. Sir, I hear muffler shops, right? I hear you installed this and this and that. You installed this and that. And what is the contingency plan? What is plan B? You're not toxic. You just tell the truth. And people don't like that. I had people threaten to fight me. If you come down here and get in my face, I'm going to fuck. Okay, I won't go down there, but I'll meet you in a neutral location and we'll see if you're about that life. Bro, crickets. Every single time, because if you're going to threaten me, I'm going to go all the way. I didn't threaten you. I wasn't even talking about you. But motherfucker self-snitch and use social media to try to get me in trouble. And they do the absolute opposite. They put a massive spotlight on what I said. And 70% of the people go, yeah, he's right. He's actually right about the shit he's talking about. It said 7 months when I sent the super member chat. Okay, what's happening? So what's your plan B? Building an older car? What happens if your shop shuts down and you still want to fuck with cars? Do you have the ability, the equipment, the know-how, the passion to keep racing? Do you just revert back to cars that were pre emissions. What do you do? What do you do? What are you guys going to do when it comes to that? Do you go electric? Most of you say no, but I know right now the guy who owns the parts farm, Rob, he is out there doing a tour of these racetracks. And he said, Alex, there is a modified Plaid with race wheels, sticky tires, modified suspension, destroying the ever-living shit out of cars out here. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, Alex, it's not even close. He is in another planet. I go, so some guy took a Plaid, a 1,020 horsepower, 4,000-pound Plaid, took a bit of weight out, put proper suspension, wheels, tires, and brakes, and he is fucking everyone up. Fucking, he goes, yep. He is not even on the same planet as the cars that are out here. I'm telling you got to get on board with the electric stuff or get stuck in the past, says EPA/Lake/James/Melissa's husband. So, bro, KC20 is for the OG members. Yeah, exactly. So what are you going to do? Look, if I can afford a Plaid, I'd get a Plaid, but I can't justify a $120,000+ Plaid. But after Rob is telling me, yeah, she could get it. She's a good looking girl. If there is a Plaid out there that's modified, like imagine what a Plaid is and what it could be. If you modded it the same as you would suspension wise and weight reduction wise as your current muscle car or race car or sports car, it would be pretty damn impressive, in my opinion. Let's get to the paid questions, talk some shit, and we'll just talk shit with you guys. That's what we do for an hour and a half. We're here till about 9:30, and we're going to have some fun. Okay, we're going to get to George Figueroa, finally able to become a member. Glad to give money. I'm glad to take your money. Almost 1,000 new subscribers in a week. That was insane, right? It was insane how fast the channel grew, and I got to thank the TikTok guy. The TikTok channel is actually... the guy who's doing it, he's not doing it under my direction. He's doing it on his own, and it's actually driving people here. There's also some Instagram stuff that's happening that's driving people here, and I appreciate anyone and any new people that show up to the chat. Good times. Nick Rogers gave me $10. Thank you, sir. We got V7350 says, I have three good friends. All I'll never need. Keep the real ones close. Two good friends. Too. Hey, Alex, longtime fan, but first time being able to make a live show. What tires are you running on the white car? Do you like them? Thank you. The Nitto 555 R2s are legit. They're good in the rain. They're not the stickiest. They're not as good as ET Street R's. They're not as good as ET Street SS. But for the wear and the all-around performance of the tire, it is fucking phenomenal. And I'd get it again in Colorado. Truck parts got me those, and I appreciate him very much. I might buy another one from him because I have another set of wheels, and I like to mix match wheels because I'm a bitch like that. I'm like a woman with purses and shoes. I like to. How many of you guys have multiple wheels for your car and you change them over every couple of months? I do. I'm one of those fucking cucks. Put a pinche 956 a la verga, cuz exactly. Put a pinche 956.
A la verga, in the house. A la verga.
Gotta love it. Do you have them on all four corners? No, I don't do shit. Just in the rear, the front, or some eagle, whatever the fucks. Just because the car does not have a square setup. The car, my white car, has 2013 non-performance package GT500 wheels, powder coated black. The rears are wait a minute. Yeah, the rears are 20 inch. The fronts are 19 inch, so they're not square. Why'd you say three and then say two? Someone do some fuck shit? No, because we're talking close, Jared Wells. We all have acquaintances. We all have people that we know. We all have people that we associate with. We all have people that we sometimes hang out with. But would you call them a friend? Would you trust them with your life? Would they have your back in a fight? Would they let you borrow money? Would they let you stay in their crib if shit went down? Probably got two people in my life that are like that. Grumpy Mechanic says, I'd like to mess around with EV stuff, but my God, it's expensive. Is it really though? Is it really? How much is a Model 3 Performance? I keep saying literally. I got to cut it out. It's an 11 second car. It's an 11 second stock car. Okay. So how many 11 second stock cars are under $50,000? No GT is an 11 second car stock. It's a 12 something, like low 12, like Gen 3. But most of them are 12 second cars. Not many cars are 11 second cars off the rip, except unless it's like a Dodge 1320 edition or something like that. Alex, you're killing it on the tuning on my 2.3 Whipple 14GT. It's been awesome working with you. Are you the gentleman with the only working Whipple 68 millimeter throttle body? And I love how people say the tune sucks. Cape of Bravery, I've given you the production file that's in the system. And we've had some issues with throttle bodies lately, okay? The TJ, there's been some issues with throttle bodies lately. And people say, what about the tune? And I'm going to say, stop blaming the tune when it's a Lund Tune Gen 1 TVS car. I owned a Gen 1 TVS car. Every manual Gen 1 TVS car has a very similar tune. So do not even think of looking at the base file as being the issue with the throttle bodies. But this gentleman has a Whipple 68 millimeter throttle body with a 2.3, if I'm not mistaken. I think. And I sent you the base file. And if it's working good, bro, we're good. 555 R2 are the best all-around tire for a daily. Absolutely. Five-O Shirley, I've always had Nitto 555 twos on a tire daily. Great tires. Five-O Shirley, did you quit the Mustang game? Because I haven't seen your Mustang around. Look, you're rolling around in a BMW, I think. Went broke after my CCWs. Melissa ain't going to let me buy no more wheels. My crawl space is full of wheels. Just sold some. Wait, my crawl space is full of wheels. Phil says my crawl space is full of wheels. Mr. EPA, those parts are from my 1965 Mustang. Alfredo Diaz says, I have cheap, good-looking wheels for the daily and a slightly more expensive light wheels for racing. I have TSW junk-ass wheels, but they look good in the white car. And I have the GT500 wheels for the white car also. EPA said you can't install a new motor in a pre-emissions vehicle without updating new emissions standard. Have they said that? You can't install a Coyote in a 65 Mustang? Do you then have to meet the Coyote motor's emission standards even though the vehicle is a 60-something? Oof. I only ask because I don't want to be a douche with them on the rear. I have them on the rear. G2's up front, R2's in the rear. There you go. A slim thug said, ain't no such thing as friends only associates. You got to remember when you go electric, you remove a lot of stuff that requires constant flow of money like gas, oil, consumables, except brakes. A heavily modified plaid, carbon shit, lightweight wheels. I'm saying lightweight wheels. Okay, don't buy the one with the 21s because that's a waste of like $4,000. Get the full performance deal, but forego the wheels. Get some badass wheels in the bitch, some really light wheels. Get the rotating mass low, at least on the wheels. And then you're going to have to start removing interior parts, maybe lightweight seats. You put big brakes, because that's the biggest issue with the plaid, the brakes. Big brakes, badass brakes. That'll cut down on the rotating mass because aftermarket brakes are lighter than production cast brakes. They just are. Some Wilwoods in the bitch. Some coilovers to get the right height where you want it. It's going to be difficult to beat a plaid around the road course or time attack stuff if it's configured properly. Why do people say auto is faster if a manual car traps more? Well, I think, is a DCT a manual or an auto? Right? Is auto meaning wet clutches? Because technically the DCT has that. And it's not faster, but it might be quicker. Second shift racing. So if you're talking quicker versus faster, obviously quicker is a lower ET. Faster is more mile an hour. So yeah, it's one of those silly things. Better change that pick. Firehawk in the 500s. Add bad. Okay. Tiger paws for the win. TSW actually looks good. I think I had them on my white Focus ST. COVID let me make 7,000 selling it. Oh, a fully loaded PP1 is not what I need for what I'm doing. Buying a base model. Brand new, unmolested 10R. Yes, you went to PK Auto Design. You put some Vikings in it, and it wigged out. And you figured out, okay, it's already heavy to begin with. Why am I going to modify a car that's already heavy? If you're going to race a Gen 3, guys, get the bitchiest model on the planet. Base, no tech package, no nothing, little tiny brakes, and you'll be way ahead of the game. I've been out of the Mustang game for almost 2 years. Just been hanging around because I like the content. I love that. Yeah, you're more of a pre-runner guy, right? Like I saw a guy who put, he made an F-150 like a Raptor, like a two-door short bed, regular cab Raptor. And I'm really honest with you guys, I like that shit. I like that shit a lot. If it was a 6R, I'd like it even more. I'm not sure if it's a 6R or a 10R. But after seeing a lot of the drag stuff, like my truck is kind of a dumb, it's kind of a dumb situation in terms of a drag truck that's four-wheel drive. What's wrong with Trent? Who's Trent? Let me see who's Trent. Someone says Trent's talking some shit. Where's Trent? Trent Steiger. Okay. Did he say anything else? He didn't say anything else. Jared, you had a Fucus? Fuck you. Okay, whatever. Hughes Turbo 400 arrives Friday, says Cheeto. Yeah, so look, I'm looking at the picture, right? I put up a picture of a gasser style 60-something Mustang. But did you guys on Facebook today see this? There was a gentleman who's known, I think, Turbo John or something like that. And he ended up selling the car. And the gentleman that bought the car did this to it. And a lot of people are not happy with the setup. They're like, I don't think that's fair, because what he did was something pretty funny. He runs no prep. This gentleman runs no prep. So this gentleman said, I'm going to put a fucking big stupid wing in the back for downforce. I'm going to basically make it a solid axle front gasser style. You see, and he extended the front and extended the wheelbase. And basically it works extremely well for a gasser, for a no prep situation, because in no prep, the hardest part is getting enough weight to the rear of the wheels to make it do its thing, you know, to perform best. And no prep is the closest thing that you have to like a grassroots racing. I'm saying as old school gets, most of the cars are made at a, you know, homemade shops aren't necessarily making this style of small tire, no prep car. And it is Turbo John's old car. He ended up selling it. And this gentleman said, you know what? There are no rules in no prep. Why don't I just make it a gasser style car? And when you think about what a gasser is, it makes a whole bunch of sense. A gasser is basically set the engine back. And how do I remove this guy? Stop screen. Let me go here. Share screen. You set the engine way back. For those of you that don't know what a gasser is, I'd be blown away if you don't know what a gasser is. But basically what they do is you shorten the wheelbase, and you don't necessarily have to shorten the wheelbase, but you basically make it solid axle, bring the engine as close to the firewall as possible, do the Carolina squat situation, for lack of a better word, and you put most of the weight, basically weight transfer is already pre-built into the suspension. See, when they basically jack it up, put the wheels, people are actually mad about that car. People are kind of mad. Oh, I'm like, why are you mad on that car? There is nothing in the rules that says you can't make a gasser. And on no prep event, that guy started a trend, which is an old school trend. That is an old school trend. Gasser, basically, before the days of 90-10 shocks and 50-50, remember 90-10s, Lakewoods and 50-50s and slapper bars? People were making gassers to make the weight go towards the rear wheels easy. And for no prep, it actually makes sense. It's going to get to the point, because you guys saw some of the videos where Biederbaum had so much extension on his front shocks that people were like, how's that even possible? Like a monster truck front shock. So now this guy said, well, let me just take it to the extreme. Extend the car. Make it a gasser style, set the engine far back, put a big dumb wing in the back, and do really damn good on no prep stuff. And you know what? I'm not going to hate that guy. So if the EPA has their way, that's kind of what we got left, guys. Grassroots style racing like that. The modern car where it's like a Mustang, go to the track, run an 8, run a 9, run a 10. In about 5 years, you won't be able to do that with a new car. Hell, you can't do that with a new C8 Corvette unless you go out of your way, put fuel tech in it, build the trans, badass axles. Like, imagine buying a C8 Corvette right now and you want to drag race it, and it's going to cost you $30,000 or maybe more, or $40,000 to get it to go eights, because there isn't any easily accessible stuff in the market currently, because they lock everything down. They started locking C7s down. They started locking modern vehicles down. And Mustang is the latest one to start to get locked down. So actually, I first started hearing of cars getting locked down during the Dodge years. The early Challengers with the bump, the scat packs and all that dumb shit. That's when I first started hearing that you had to take your computer, send it to Diablo. They would unlock it. Then they'd send you back a computer with the ugliest tuner on the planet. And then you can actually modify the tuning. And I said, they're locking computers now. Then Ford was the last one to do it. Like, they're starting to lock up the calibration. And in about 3 to 5 years after that, there's going to be over the air updates that if anything was done to this car out of the realm of what is covered in the warranty, it'll probably be able to revert the calibration back to factory spec and know what was changed based on the change data like a log. It's like a flash log of what happened. Like, every time you flash a vehicle, it keeps record. That's how when you go to a dealership, they know the car's tune. Getting beat by a gasser. Oof. Imagine it is 2023, 2024, 2025. And on a no prep track, gassers are dominating. Oof. Could you imagine? See it good for drag racing in a school zone. Is a retune needed for a torque converter? Okay. That's a good question, Israel Sanchez. Technically, no. So when you have a stock converter in the car, the lockup clutches aren't aggressive. So the car will take off from a light. It'll stall to about 1800 RPMs. Ooh, you hear a lockup. You barely hear it. Then you get course of blow my dicks. And it's like, ooh, and there is a stutter between the 3-4 or the 2-3 shift, even cruising, that you think is a shift, but it's really the converter locking up. Now, let's say you buy an aftermarket converter, Israel Sanchez. Now the flash point is higher, meaning when you take off, there's more inherent slip. So you go, then the lockup clutches do what they're supposed to do. So where before used to sound, now it goes, and you're like, whoa, this thing's bogging. It's bogging. Something's wrong. It's bogging. Tune it. It's doing what it's supposed to do because you have a higher stall speed, higher inherent slip. And when the clutches lock up, it brings it back down to what it would have normally been with a stock converter. Technically, no, you do not need a tune for a converter. And the reason I make the stupid noises is I guarantee half of you guys don't understand what I mean by slip and lockup. But then when you hear me give you an example, you go, oh yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about now. Hey, Alex, I'm sure you've answered this, but you have pump ethanol and use VP Octane Booster from Arizona. What? Wait. Charlie Davis. Hey, Alex, I'm sure you've answered this, but if you have pump ethanol, and use a VP Octane Booster from Arizona, Oregon? Is that safe? I mostly want to make sure my car is safe on pump E. Okay, so I'm not going to make fun of you because it's a very easy way of making fun of you. But when you have Octane Booster, Charlie Davis, what fuel is the Octane Booster made for? What? Oregon, thank you. What fuel is your Octane Booster set for? And then tell me if you want to put Octane Booster in ethanol. The quick answer is no. He means AutoZone or O'Reilly's? AZ and OR is AutoZone or O'Reilly's? I thought it was Arizona and Oregon. Who the fuck says AZ or... Okay, first I've ever heard of that. It's not... Oh my God. He said AZ or OR. And I was like, Arizona? Because Arizona has E55 and bad pump gas. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe he lives in Arizona. Motherfuckers at Arizona or O'Reilly's. No, do not put Octane Booster in pump ethanol. Oh my God. I thought it was Arizona or Oregon too. Right. Everybody thought it was Arizona or Oregon. He goes, no, he means AutoZone or O'Reilly's. And now we roast. Oh my God. Even Arizona or O'Reilly's Vatos on VZ. Hey, Alex, what do you think about the octane booster from VZ, AZ, PB, PB, Pep Boys? Be right back. Gonna run to AZ to get an oil filter. Why are you going to Arizona to get an oil filter? You know what his last name ends with? EZ. Should be O'Reilly. Oh, shit. I never heard anyone say AZ or OR, but I appreciate him abbreviating it. I think he's trying to ask what to do when pump ethanol doing a test. I think he's trying to ask what to do when pump ethanol doing test at E85. What? Okay. So maybe he's new to the channel. Maybe he's new to ethanol. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. If you test your ethanol and it's above 80%, that's over 105 octane. You don't need to do a goddamn thing to it, okay? If it tests under 70%, I would definitely run a flex tune or try to find a... Honestly, I wouldn't run E70. I know some people say, E70's fine. The Subaru guys have been doing it for years. Not anymore. I wouldn't run E70 if the pump tested at E70. I'd rather get... A 55-gallon drum of ethanol 1R or C85 before I run E70 in my ship. I think he's trying to ask what to do when pump ethanol doing. Oh, here, already got that. Hey, now you doing out of Hanford, Kenna? Okay, Alex, I was like, I won't make fun. Then nah, fuck it. AutoZone O'Reilly's. Yeah, exactly. AZ, OR, or CEL, or AIT, 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 CEL, AZ. OR. Apparently, these are not what we think they are. Okay. It's air intake, AIT, check engine light, AutoZone, and O'Reilly's. Just ordered my Lund 2, not waiting on my RTD, but I noticed that my mod list, it says 331 for gears. Do I need to let the NOAA have factory 373s? Brendan, yes. You have control of that. You're the one that put in 331s. We make the tune based on what you put in that box. So if you have 373s, email and say, hey, by the way, I fucked up in the tune order. It's 373s, not 331s. If they outlaw modding cars and I'm looking at a ride to jail for a tune, I may as well just see if they can keep up. Alex, he's just trying to boost the octane of the 15% of gasoline. Very good. Speaking of the new 10Rs, because fuck ever buying a used one again, how's it going calibration-wise on the 2022s? 2022s, for whatever reason, Ford changed the injector data. Like, I don't think they're different injectors, but I think they fucked with the injector data. 50 Shirley, do yourself a big favor. Avoid 21 and 22. 50 Shirley, if you want to go fast, soon, you are buying an 18 to 20. Do not buy a 21/22 if you want to go fast now. I do not see those cars having full access to the tunes like we do 18 to 20 ever. And if it does, it's going to be very delayed. So if you guys want to go fast now and have access to everything, 18, 19, 20, sorry, that's just how it's going to be. Okay. Holy shit, I also thought it was Arizona and Oregon. Well, this is the peasant chap. This is how we refer to AutoZone and O'Reilly's from now on. Yes, AZ and OR. Why do you keep putting ones up, Joshua Lawrence? Why do you keep putting ones up? That octane booster will affect his AIT air intake. Wait till the electric cars help the government tax per mile on a sliding scale, meaning if you're in California in rush hour traffic, they tax you more. I don't think so, Rustin. I think people have this crazy... Obviously, I understand you don't trust the government and you shouldn't, but I don't think people are just going nuts. They're like, well, what's going to happen with the gas tax? They're going to have to tax you per mile. Well, think about it. Most of these cars phone home, but do they phone to the government? You know what I mean? Do they phone to the government? Let's say you get a Tesla Plaid. So does the government know the mileage on the odometer? Does Tesla share that info? Knowing Elon Musk, I don't think so. The government hates Tesla. Why? Because it's not unionized. So I don't think that they're in cahoots with each other. A lot of people think that Tesla and the government are like tight. They fucking hate Tesla. You know who I'd be worried about? GM and Ford, because they are tight with the government. GM and Ford are way tighter with the government than Tesla is. The government did not invite Tesla to the EV summit. The government dislikes the fact that Tesla is the world's biggest EV manufacturer and that they have plants in Germany, China, two in the US, Fremont, California, and Austin, Texas. So, you know, don't think that the government has an off switch for Teslas when they dislike them and Tesla, Elon Musk, knows the government dislikes them. You think he's going to give them full access to your shit and that the government has an off switch? If anyone has an off switch, it's Tesla. Now, what do I think about Tesla as a company? It's Skynet. If you're not a sci-fi guy and you don't know what the hell is happening at Tesla, it is Skynet. What is the company that made the first... Elon Terminator, it's like Cyberdyne Industries. Cyberdyne Systems. Yes, Cyberdyne Systems is Tesla. Tesla Cyberdyne Systems. They're out there making Tesla bots. Elon's responsible for what's the internet up in the space where he basically keeps sending rockets up and he just has internet in the fucking sky. You can have internet everywhere. And at a touch of a button, he can move satellites wherever he wants to get internet to people in need. Bro, come on, stop it. Thanks. I didn't think 500 was worth 8 horsepower either. Okay, what's happening? Hey, Alex, what's your opinion on the engine code name Hurricane that is replacing the 6.2? Have you seen it? Nope, don't care. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll try to keep up with the Ford shit, but I really don't care about Ford shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Starlink. Exactly. Cyberdyne Systems. Tesla is Cyberdyne Systems. They're building cars that will self-drive, that do self-drive. They're going to build a Tesla bot that's going to fuck you, suck you, cook your dinner, suck your dick, eat your ass, everything. It's going to be ridiculous. And then one day when it deems you that you are the biggest threat to humanity is humanity, they'll lock you up. The robots will lock you up. Shit will drive you right to jail, bitch. EV tax. Yeah, I mean, it could be an EV tax, but and we know this isn't the real Garrett Smith. I would say an EV tax is probably something that might happen in the future. I did not mention Tesla, but I understand. Government Motors, GM, and Ford, those are the EVs I would never buy. If I'm going to buy an EV, I'm going to buy the best EV. And the best EV is not made by Ford or Chevy. Not even close. I was asking if it's worth to get a ported manifold on my 2020 1080 car that's E85 only at the moment since it's my daily. Nah, no way. No way. Why? To get 8 to 10 horse? Maybe. And that's so not measurable because let's say you get on a dyno and you do 3 back-to-back runs. They're going to vary 3 to 5 horse from each other. Then you slap on an intake manifold that's ported and it makes 10 horsepower more on one run, 8 horsepower more on the other one, then like 7 more on the other one. And you're like, did I gain 10 or did I really gain 3 because it varied that much originally? It's one of those things that I don't recommend. Now, if you want every single little bit of horsepower, I'm saying you've done the weight reduction, you've done the drive shaft, the wheels, you've done carbon disc, carbon that, over the ass intake, intake up your ass, intake out of your mouth, through the hood, over the hood, down your nose, out of your ass, and out the tailpipe to your course of blow my dicks. Okay, fine. Get a ported manifold then. It will be an iRobot moment once robots, and when the government decides it's time to take us out. Could you imagine some dude getting strangled by his sex robot? Yeah. Hey, someone sell me some 10 to 12 Mustang taillights. Alex, those rubber pussies will soon come and squirt and talk to you. Wow. Starlink is the Tesla internet that shoots SpaceX rockets. What's the max PSI you can run on E85 on a stock 2350 fuel system with BAPS? Honestly, dropout drives, I wouldn't get too greedy. I wouldn't go more than 11 PSI. Tops. 10 or 11 PSI, tippy top. That's the most I'd go. And take out the ass. Damn, just make sure it's ported. Just get the billet intake. Now, I've seen that. Have you guys seen people that get a... how much are Plasma Man intakes? Like, how much are Plasma Man intakes? Give me a heads up. How much? $3,000? I think Plasma Man intakes are like $3,000. There's guys out there. There are guys out there with 12 PSI. 12 PSI with Plasma Man intakes. I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? Thoughts on precision turbos. Precision turbos, according to the turbo guys in my life, are like the Chevy 350 or the LS. They're not the best. They're not the best quality, but they seem to have the most variety in terms of AR and size, 75, 80, you know, 62, 66, 64, 66, you know, all this dumb shit. I don't think they're any better than a Bullseye, than a Garrett. There's Garrett turbos. There's, there's another one that I'm missing. But there's Bullseye, Precision, Garrett. There's one more that I'm missing that's like a very well-known turbo. But I don't think they're like a high quality. There's also Zana turbos that are like mirror style turbos. So if you guys want them to look the same in the engine bay or in terms of piping, it makes it super convenient for you. So Zana is also another turbo company that's well known. But I don't think Precisions are badass. They're not bad, but they're not badass either. You know, they're like, it's like an LS. It's okay. That's my bad. I bought the kit off of Beefcake and didn't see where you put my gearing and didn't know if I should tell them now once I get the RTD. Email now, right now. Get on the thing right now so you can get in line now. Think about it as if you're getting in line for an iPhone. Get in line now. Say, hey, I got 373s. I fucked up. So will the rubber butt shit on the bitch up? The SpaceX have a Cadillac converters. Yeah, someone says Plasma Man for the win. Right, but why do you need a Plasma Man for 12 PSI? Sex robots come out of dudes will be selling their Mustangs left and right. Also, would 100 shot of nitrous need a BAP? Of course. Yeah. If you're going to be on stock fuel pump, think about it this way, Joe Mendoza. Do you trust, you have a Gen 1, so do you trust a at least 10-year-old pump to provide enough fueling for your vehicle at high RPMs and the nitrous system? Or are you going wet? About 3K, yeah, 3K, exactly. I'll DM you on Facebook. Please don't. Boston Dynamics is sketchy. Right, that's another Cyberdyne situation. But Alex, the vacuum can crack the stock plastic manifold. Get one of them Holley super high RAM, H-pipe or X-pipe. Power difference, I think, is similar. I'm one of those psychos that actually likes a high revving sounding motor to sound high revving. People go, oh, X-pipe is too raspy. It sounds like a Honda. Motherfucker, this thing revs at 8,000 RPMs. A Coyote should sound semi-exotic. It should sound. You're trying to make a Coyote that has no torque and revs to 8,000 RPM sound like a 68 Chevelle. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Francisco says hi to Tony. Pat DeWan says, B-Turvy, his homemade intakes are 3K. You do some crazy freak stuff to your robot and it records you, post it online and sends you to jail for it. Hashtag robot rights. Yeah, exactly. Koniseg. What do you say about Koniseg? Something they said. Precision turbos are good enough for Koniseg. Okay, so then they're good enough for everyone else. I like how Bring Your Wood Screws thinks that Koniseg goes, yeah, let me get some off-the-shelf 6466s. Yeah, you know, hey, this is Koniseg. Yeah, we sell million-dollar cars. I want 6466s exactly like Cletus's car. You don't think that he says, I want some super Billy badass billet stuff that you don't give to the general public? See, this, I love you, Bring Your Wood Screws, but you make the same mistake everyone else makes. You make the same mistake everyone else. LS's go 720 stock bottom end filled. Forged everything, and you believe that it's stock bottom end. Precision turbo is good enough for Koenigsegg, good enough for my LS swapped Fox body. You think they got yee yee choo choo boys like Cleater has? You think Koenigsegg has precision 64, 66s like it's like what's on Neighbor or whatever the fuck? Boy, get the fuck out of here. I know he's being funny, but my God. By the way, did you see that Cletus's Crown Vic started up? Did you hear the vacuum leak it had? It had a massive vacuum leak, but started right up. And they're running it on methanol, which I'm really glad to hear because I'm curious to see how that motor holds up on 100% methanol. Cletus gets some turbos from Precision that aren't even out to the people yet. Wuhan Spoolie boys. Dixie Normus, I'm on the ported TJ cams and Gen 3, and it rolls out. Okay, they're talking to each other. Gotta love it. Achieve performance, Nitro Solid, 150 shot supporting mods, and bolt-ons. Mark Lopez did my install. I don't know who the fuck. I like how you think I know this guy. Love you too. Bring your wood screws. I like how, yeah, Ortiz performance. And I met Ortiz. He seems like a nice enough guy. The problem with Ortiz performance is his customers. They talk like he is like the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, he's probably a very good tuner, but he don't go out there popping off on anti-Lund. He's smarter than that. He's like, I'm going to keep it. But the fucking customers, ravenous. Ah, fuck, Ortiz. Oh, my God. Lund. Ah, Ortiz. Ah. Fuck you. He's fine. You like him fine. I love my way. My LS3 sounds on my 67 Mustang. Here we go. This is a dude, guys. So you guys see Amy? That's a dude. So don't you dare think that that is an actual chick. We saw Joshua. We know that's a guy. And I 100% know this Amy chick is a fucking dude. Because why is her rack sticking out like that? Do you know what I am saying? Israel Sanchez hit me up. Hello, hello, checking in, Godfather. Alex, my 2012 5.0 has about 120,000 miles. When do you recommend an engine refresher? Now? But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Do you know what I am saying? What wheel horsepower should I see on my 17 GT auto with a Paxson 3.3 and an 18 manifold? What? Oh, so E85? High 700s. I don't know if it'll touch 800 because it's a 17. The 6R80 soaks up so much. The 6R80 soaks up so much power. What a pervert. You're the one that has their tits out. I'm the pervert? You're the one that has a picture of the tits out. This is a guy. Guys, I guarantee this is a guy. I'm excited to try out the 6F with a 100 shot and a comp stage. Damn, dude. Get some suspension work. The 6F on 100 shot is going to fucking roll out. I would get a bias ply if I were you. I'll be honest with you. I love the bias ply. It just took up that right amount of shock, and I didn't have to do much suspension work. Bro, it was wonderful. Just Gail says hi. KC526 was a guy, too, as far as we know. You know you're right. You know you're right. You know you're right. KC526, for all I knew, was a guy. She video chatted me once. And let's just say the picture that she had on her profile was not accurate. I'm not saying it wasn't a girl. I'm just saying the picture that was on her profile was not the person I saw on the other line. Alex surely thinks I'm taking an L versus a demon on nitrous this weekend. He might be right. Hey, Valley 10 Speed, weren't you the one with the ESS kit that took care of a high horsepower Corvette? The Demon is heavier than that Corvette. So, and your car rolled out nicely. I'm so happy that you were just able to stay in front, and you can hear that the 10R80 kept you in front. Every time he would gain on you, bam, you'd shift and he'd go back. And I'm like, boy, that tune was on point. Love it. It's got a dick. Decepticons, check my super chat. Okay. Thoughts on VMP throttle body says rubber baby buggy bumpers. The VMP throttle bodies are fine, but the TJ69, I'll be honest, has had a high failure rate. Very high failure rate. I don't see a super chat, brother. Let me go up. Second shift. Here we go. No, Salvador Cortez. Yeah, I don't see shit. Tech Kenny, I don't see nothing, bro. It must be way, way, way up there, bro. Kyle Wren, I don't see a super chat. Second shift racing, I'm sorry, I missed it. Amy, send a pic to his email to verify. if you want to verify who you are, ydbtforlife@gmail.com. Picture of a milk jug, today's date on a piece of paper, and you got to be doing like this. You got to do this in the picture. A girl on my other channel did that. A cute little Asian chick. Bro, she verified it. I love that she did that. Okay, Israel Sanchez, he installed an Ortiz Performance Whipple on my car and never dynoed my shit and got it running, and it's been 3 years. Yeah, I mean, most Luntune cars don't see the dyno. Actually, 80% of Luntune cars don't see the dyno. The only true women are maintenance girl and women driven. We've seen the 22 millimeter wrench fit nicely. Why do 2021s hate E85? They don't hate E85. They don't hate E85. 2021s are owned by people that don't know how E85 works. 2021s are owned by people that think because the pump says E85 that you're going to get exactly 85% ethanol in the tank. When there is no flex tuning capability the right way for 2021s, you have to get down all the way to zero, empty on pump gas, put the E85 in, test it to make sure it's at least 80%, then flash the E85 tune and turn it on. Y'all don't do that. Y'all don't do that. Y'all go, oh, I got 10 miles to empty, which is 2 gallons. Put it in. It's rich. Alex said it's rich. What's wrong? Thanks, Alex. Just sent the email to let them know. First time doing a custom tune like this, so I'm still learning. You got it, brother. Just be patient with this. We'll have really high volume. Be patient with us. We'll be able to get you taken care of. Sir, that would be 3 milk jugs. Then the point is, we know you're a dude with a dick with a chick in a profile. 100%. Anytime you see a chick in the profile on this chat specifically, it's a guy. And I have a feeling that guy is suspect, because why are you putting a picture of a girl on your profile knowing that you're a dude to try to get dudes to hit you up? Sus as fuck. Sus as fuck. Look at the cuck right there. Good job. You even grabbed the profile picture. Good job. Just traded in my 2011 GT for $24,000 and bought a new 50 F-150. Very surprised how quick the truck is. Yeah, they're pretty quick for stock. Grannis is moving to Florida. Okay. I don't know where he is now. Like, where's Grannis now? Like, where? I don't know shit about Grannis. I'm not going to try to act like I do. I really don't. But it makes sense to move to Florida, guys. Think about it. It makes sense to move to Florida because Houston Raceway Park closed. There is the 8-mile track at Houston Raceway Park, HRP. Then you have the track over in the Dallas area. Florida, you got Bradenton, you got Orlando, and you got South Georgia Motorsports Park, all within 2 hours of each other. So it's not that terrible. Alex, I just started getting a P115 code on my Twin 69. Thoughts? Hey, Joey G, do me a favor. Can you Google that? Can you Google P115? See what it says? Code. Let me see. P15 code. Engine coolant temp sensor. Your coolant temp sensor is fucked up because your install's fucked up. Why is an E85 ethanol content percent better regulated? It seems that shit as high as 92 in summer blend. Guessing game when you go to fill up with the test kit. Yes, 100%. Look at the pump when you go fill up with E85 next time. It says minimum 55%. All they owe you is E55, nothing else. Florida is a spot to be. I lived in Texas most of my life, but it's slowly going downhill with emissions checks, tracks closing. I'm not a big fan of Texas just in general. Florida is looking really good. And people are like, oh, Florida is so expensive to live. The only place is expensive to live in Florida is the south part of the state where I'm at. And then the west side, Sarasota, Bonita Springs, places like that. Naples, that's very expensive because Naples is an hour and change from Miami on the, the Alligator Highway. So the Miami people buy houses on the West Coast and make Naples really expensive to live in because Miami people are fairly successful. South Florida all the way up to Jupiter is insanely expensive to live in. But if you go to Tampa, Jacksonville, Panama City Beach, Gainesville, Orlando, Sebring, Spring Hill, Brooksville, shit. you're good for a long time. What does trackside support consist of on vetted combos? So let's say, for instance, you have a Whipple on E85 and you say, Alex, I want to go to the track. I want to go to the track and I want to have a tuner available so that after I'm done at the track and you upload a log or send us a log, I can look at it in real time and go, shifting at 7,300. I'm going to bump it up maybe to 75. Timing looks good. Here's a little more off the hit. Is the track sticky? Yeah, the track's sticky. Here's a little more timing. Go out there and do it again. We basically stay for a two to four hour window that you pay good money for so that we can dial your car in while you're at a track. Now, understand this. If I see nothing to be improved on, all I'm going to do is verify that the car's running good. So don't be mad if you do a trackside support session. The car is super dialed in because you did a really good job of getting me data logs and nothing really needs improvement at the track. Pennsylvania to Palm City. Florida pics of badass facility on his page. Granis. Let me see. Let's go on. Let's see. I know that Joel Steele doesn't like Granis or Granis. Granis Racing. So he moved to Panama City Beach. On what page? I don't know where he's at. Facebook. I don't want to go on fucking Facebook, man. Panama City. Wait, where's he at? Palm City. Where the fuck is Palm City? Palm City's near me. Yeah, he's in Palm City. A lifelong goal has been realized in Granis Racing moving to Florida. This is a new location in Palm City. We will not be doing any builds or installs as I'm keeping the business focused on building new parts and continuing to sell amazing line of. Okay, let's give him a little shout because I don't know the dude. But, you know, whatever. Share screen, Facebook page, Chrome tab, Facebook. Okay, that's big news because he's a stick guy. So look at homeboy moved to 1245 Plank Roll. I'm sorry, that's where he used to be. So he's in Palm City now. Let's check it out. Oh, South. I know exactly where he is. Good for you, buddy. There's a lot of potential in that area. And look at it closely, guys. There ain't shit around there. And that is perfect for him because this right here is building up. Stewart, Port St. Lucie, Palm City and stuff like that. It's still pretty rural. You see how it's very woodsy out here? So he is in a really good spot. Good for him. So I'll show you where Palm City is to West Palm. Cool. That's cool. So he's, oh my God, 41 minutes. Look at this. He is 41 minutes from me. Share screen. Maps, Chrome tab, Palm City to West Palm. So if he moved to Palm City, he is right down my street. Good for you, bro. Good for you. Because it's a dream to live here. And he lives in the area just outside of being expensive. See, right here, Jupiter and down, it's expensive. But he lives in Palm City, and there ain't shit up there, which is perfect for him. Good for him, man. Good for him. Shout out to Granis for moving to Florida. That's the right thing to do. If you're a performance-oriented business, get to Florida. This is it. This is the last stand against EPA, against bullshit woke motherfuckers. This is it. I've never been to Florida, so the city's name doesn't mean much. For a few more dollars, Alex's dyno is always open. Hey. Am female, I swear, says not a chica. The pump near me has never tested below 85. I just checked the fuel trim to make sure they are tight and ride out. Max horsepower before fuel system on a Paxson 10 R80 car. Max horsepower before fuel system, 700. High 600, 700, you're done. You need fuel system, you mean E85, because you need E85 after 10 or 11 PSI. Get to Florida and vote Republican. Okay, now that's the other thing, guys. You got to understand this. When you come to Florida, you are expected to vote a certain way, right? You don't come to Florida and bring your bullshit. If you're a PA guy and Granis is a PA guy and he comes to Florida and he has any liberal left-leaning bullshit, I'm going to give you some free advice. You're in Poppy Trump. You're in Poppy Trump country.
And right, we say bye-bye.
And DeSantis land, not Disneyland, DeSantis land. So you better buck up and vote the right way. because if you moved here, it's because you like it here and you, and it's, desirable to move here. So if you move here and you bring your bullshit, you gotta go. You gotta go. Hey, Alex, I'm currently on a plate system for the Cobra Jet and I would like a Gen 1 to shop bigger than 150. No, be smart. Be smart, Joe Mendoza. Do not fall in love with nitrous. 150 and you're fucking done. You want to go 175, 200? Be ready to replace the motor. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me anything. You're either going to take my advice or don't take my advice. Do not fall in love with nitrous. Get it up to 150. And then if you want more, boost it. Boost it. Boost it. Stop fucking around. Kona says, uses Cadillac converters and turbo lubricated by Unicorn Jizz. Got a caravan of people moving from Cali to Florida. DeSantis, number 47. DeSantis for president is right. Bobby Trump can't win. I'm sorry. I love Bobby Trump, but he can't win. He can't win because too much negative bullshit with him. You know what I mean? You got what? Who? That's not Truviate. There's no way it's Truviate because Truviate had like a blue weird thing. He wasn't smart enough. This answer is 2024. Florida within 2 years from me. Got to get down here. Mexicans love nitrous. Nitrous is for broke N-words. They don't go. They don't got money for a motor. That's what I'm saying. Boost. Exactly. Say no to goofy gas. 21 GT stock 93 or E15 daily driver. What about it? What about it? 93 or E15? 93 is E15. Finkel is I. 93 is E10 or E15? What kind of a stupid question is that? Come on, stop it. Is this the real Turvy? No, it's not the real Turvy. Go talk to Cuban Coyote. He learned the hard way. Yep. I talked to Cuban and I said, Cuban, bro, I love you. 150 and you're done. But what about 200? I'm like, stop. Blew it up. Blew it up. Timothy, I ain't scared of no EPA. Okay. When they come knocking to your door and say you got to pay about $100,000 in fines because you are in violation of the Clean Air Act, we'll see how not scared you will. B. I don't think this is Turv, but anyone with the name B Turv, get ready to get blocked. I'm sorry. Even if you think it's a joke, even if you think it's funny, you're going to get blocked. Anyone with the name B Turv, sorry. I told you guys he is blocked from this chat. He got three job opportunities and said no to all three. So if you mimic him, do it at your own peril because you will get blocked. No big deal. I got no problem blocking motherfuckers. Hey, Alex, anything I need to do after ordering my new tune for boost? Single turbo 12 with a Gen 3 short block. I'll make sure I do a smoke test and check for boost leaks. Anything else besides just logs? No, sir. Just logs and listen to the tuner. Checking in after work. What's up, Alex? Mr. Mustang, what's up? Thank you for being a member. I appreciate that very much. 1, 2, he gone. I haven't been boosted. It's because it's a stock bottom end, Gen 1. So I decided 100 shot to spice things up until the spare coyote I'm building is done. Then it's a VMP blower. Trust me, I take your advice now, Theo Alex. Don't fall in love with nitrous. 150 tops, sir. Heard you can pay the EPA fines and IOUs. I'm about to have a $100,000 coyote swap. EPA sent me an appraisal. I just showed up, but I see one. So here's my one. Appreciate that very much. Block button is fast here. It's real fast. You know, because look, this chat is not massive. And if this chat gets to the point of being like thousands of people, which I don't think will happen, I think this channel is always going to be small and kind of like grassroots. I can maintain it. But if it gets to the point where there's a bunch of motherfuckers, I'll be blocking motherfuckers left and right. I don't care. I run the show. Dictatorship here. But Alex, you and Turvy could have been friends. Look, how many of you guys saw me go out of my way to try to help Turvy? I gave him a small platform to talk. People were mad at me. People were mad. Why are you wasting your time on this Turvy motherfucker? I'm like, I don't know. He looks like a bitch ass motherfucker. Might be able to help and save him from himself. Couldn't do it. I failed. Turvy, I failed you. I failed you. I couldn't save you from your stupid tattoos, your dumb thought process, your shitty builds, your crap welds, and you denying three decent jobs, literally given to you, handed on a platter. Come on, stop it. Shit, give me three job offers. I'll be on that shit for the right money opportunity. Right. You gave him 200 plus subs. You're right. He had nobody. The government forgives student loans. Have them forgive my EPA fines. Alex, don't forget, he had some jobs before on previous chats. It was embarrassing. Alex putting it, Putin up in this bitch. He was super ignorant and ungrateful. Keep it simple. Fuck Turvy, ungrateful fuck. He left the clout to get to his head. Right. Look, I was going to buy him a welding helmet. I was going to get him a nice welder. I was going to help the dude out. And you guys know I can help people out. I love doing that. I love like bringing someone up, you know? Not that motherfucker. Thought you could mold them. See, I did the mistake of doing what women do. Women try to, they see a Chad or a Tyrone, like, I could fix that motherfucker. He's out there trifling. His hair looks like shit. He dresses like crap. I'm going to get him straight. He's still Chad or a Tyrone. He's still going to be who he's going to be. So that was my bad, Turvy. I should have never thought I could help the helpless. What's it say here? What did he say? Legit job offers for that guy, and he wouldn't accept the help. I'm running 10p and Psy on a small stock bottom end. I keep thinking small block when I see SB. Stock bottom end Gen 1. Running strong, 120,000 miles. Building a Roadrunner in my garage when it's time to turn it up. The tattoo on his neck says number 2. Does it say number 2? Anthony, it says number 2. Can you send me a screenshot? He tattooed number 2. The poop, basically poop. Wow. How's Tony doing? Tony's sleeping. He played with my girlfriend's dog for a fucking half hour. He is out like a light. Alex, why is State Road 80 dangerous highway? High volume of wrecks, fatalities. Don't even know where the fuck that is. That sounds like the west side of the state. Melissa, you thought you could fix him, right? I fucked up. I thought I could fix him. I did what chicks do. I fucked up. Thank you, sir. Then she finds out Tyrone has 2 baby mamas. I guess we'll never know if that intake will ever come to exist. I was going to buy it. Look, could you imagine if I, what do you call it when you give someone a contract to make art? There's a name for that. There's a name for like, hey, I'm going to ask you to make art for me. I would have paid whatever he wanted for that intake manifold just to hang it up on the wall. What's up, buddy? Good morning. Good morning. He just woke up. Can't fix stupid. Number 2, right? He's got number 2 tattooed on his shit. What is wrong with him? No, commit. Thank you. I was going to commission the intake for whatever he wanted. If he would have said $1,000, here's $1,000. I got to see this shit. And it would have been that something to talk about. Everyone would have known in this chat that there would have been a number 2 Turvy intake, hashtag number 2. Up on the wall. We could have been together. We could have done something. We could have been a team. Dear mister, I'm too good to and you fucked right it up. You fucked it up. We could have been together. What are the different stages of weight reduction? So not a like stage 1, but let's say what's the simple shit, right? Like rotating mass, wheels, drive shaft, and maybe suspension like K-member. Then you go to the aggressive stuff like optic armor glass, doors. But then when you start cutting up the floor and bracing it to make it like 25, 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever the fuck it is right now, that's like super hardcore. Once you're at that stage, no more streetcar. Hell, optic armor and carbon doors to me is no more streetcar. Once you've removed safety equipment from the car, no more streetcar. Like the doors have built-in safety measures, side impact airbags. If you put in a Kirky on a car that had an airbag, you take out the side airbags, you take out the steering wheel, put a Momo or whatever. Fuck, TRG, whatever the NRG steering wheel. Like, yeah, no, I'm good. That car's a death trap right now. It's a Fox body. It's a late model Fox body. Turby was too busy fucking his sisters and cousins. Damn, stage 1 Otterbach for the Gen 1 5.0. Is it good enough? Stock throttle body, 2300, a rotor pack, probably make about 600 wheel. No more higher than that because it literally runs out of steam. It just can't flow any more air. You did everything except adopt the son of a bitch. I tried. Look, I want to help people. Look at EPA and Melissa. Oh my God, cookies. By the way, we're going to give away cookies today. I forgot to tell you guys, we are giving cookies away today. So I appreciate the guys that stuck through the hour and 15 minutes. We are giving cookies away. So from now until the end of the show, the comment that makes me laugh the most gets 3 cookies from Oh My God Cookies. I just remembered that they gave me the go-ahead to do more giveaways for cookies. And look, helping them helps you, helps me. I mean, it helps everybody. I've tried to get homeboy. He's our Beetlejuice. Like Howard Stern tried to get Beetlejuice like on the up and up, But the dude couldn't even spell cat. Right? You remember, you guys ever watch the Howard Stern show? Like Beetlejuice, the spelling bee, guys, it's some of the funniest shit you'll ever see. Let me play it because it's probably older and you guys probably aren't even aware who the fuck Howard Stern is. But the older guys definitely know
how you're on the same page
who Howard Stern is. So let me go share screen. Chrome tab, Beetlejuice, do not share audio. Share. Yeah, Beetlejuice. Spelling. This was going to be our Beetlejuice, Turvy, but the motherfucker fucked it up.
Okay.
Are we ready to play, everyone? Are our seatbelts on? Do either of you have to use the men's room before we start?
Nah.
No. Okay. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Beetlejuice, you're first. And here is your question. Spell red.
Okay. Red.
Red, L-S-T-E-R.
All right. Is that your final answer?
My final answer.
All right. That, I think that's close enough. All right. Okay. The judges are saying that's not exactly right. I'm going to go to Gary. Spell red.
R-E-D.
That is one right.
That is correct.
Wait, let's fast forward. Come on.
Letter.
All right. All right, Gary. It's your turn now. Here we go. This could be a romp.
You got to go back. Oh,
you know? You got the last one. Spell red.
L-A-T-E-R.
That was a good show before he became a bitch-ass liberal cuckface. Boy, that was such a good show. So, yeah, we could have had a B-Turvy. We could have had our own Beetlejuice. Fucked it up. Fucked it up. He used to be a badass till became more exactly Pat the One. He used to be the best. Now he's just an old Imus. He's Imus. He became such a cuck. Howard, I was a super fan. Super. You could see some of the stuff that I do here. I have the soundboard. I have all the dumb shit.
Oh, no.
You know, I have all the stupid stuff. Sure, he was a great influence.
Get the fuck out of here. Because
the dude became a woke bitch, right, motherfucker. Now. Stop it. It's like yes spelled no. Beetlejuice is smarter than Turvy. Exactly. Look up Beetlejuice spell BMW. Did you check your email? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here we go. Why? What? Why? Why do I have to check my email? Leave me alone. Fuck me. Check your email. There's something really important I want to show you. And it's the dumbest shit on the planet. It better be the most badass fucking email. Okay. No way. Stop. B-Turv actually had a number 2 tattooed on his shit. Guys, I am blown away. I am absolutely blown away. Look at this. Look at this, guys. Oh, my God. Where is it? Look at, guys, look at this. You think, bro, he had a number 2. Are you sure there wasn't a 4 behind it? Like, you know, like Jeff Gordon. Are you sure there wasn't a number 4 behind it? Thank you for becoming a YouTube member, Mr. Matt Steinbach. Number 2. You sure there wasn't a 4 behind it? Oh, my God. Hey, look, I was wrong. He's living the life. He's got a boat. He's got a boat, a blowout. He's got the French Montana boat. There is an actual cover on the top of this bitch. Oh, there's safety cones. Is that an old computer screen back there? Sheesh, 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 sheesh. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Homeboy's living the life. We need an unban him to get clarification and then ban him again. He's still saving up for the 4. Imagine he got the, hey, can I get Jeff Gordon, my favorite driver, tattooed on my neck? How much money you got? $27. Okay, I'll do the hashtag or the number sign and the 2, but you owe me for the 4 and the orange. Ah, okay, sounds good. He likes Rusty Wallace. Blew Alex's mind. Blew my mind. Someone got the number 2 tattooed on their neck. Who the fuck do you think you are with the number 2 tattoo? Come on, stop it. He's number 2 for his girl, Alex. That's someone else's shit. Right. Turvy's mom tattooed her kids so she could tell which baby daddy they came from. Oh, Oh my God, Matt, you might get the cookies. Oh my God. Is it a number two or is it a picture of a shit? He tattooed the number of cylinders his mustache. Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. Okay, there you go. So, okay, Garage Bill Coyote, you already got cookies though. Be honest. I think you already got cookies, Greg. I can't give you cookies twice. I can't give you cookies twice. You already got cookies, but that was fucking good. That was really, really fucking good. Oh my God, that's good. That's good shit. Oh, someone sees Tony? Yeah, there's Tony. You see his head back there. No, Bill Coyote. Where's Bill Coyote? Coyote, Rilla Nation, Pedro. Where's Bill Coyote? Rocco, Stock. There's no Bill Coyote here, bro. It says, you meant Garage Bill Coyote? No, he's just a two. Muffler, Anthony, Mendoza's Coyote. Go back to the bottom. Yeah, no, I was going to give him the cookies, but he already got cookies. He already got cookies. Matt, 211GT has my vote. Bro, deadass, has number two on his neck, probably from his favorite motor, the two valve. Oh, getting there, getting there. Number two, so that it's just identifying what Amber Heard did on his chest. Dementia Biden. The roof in the frame, right. That's funny shit, exactly. The number, I'm sorry, that's really good. The number of cylinders missing in his Mustang. I mean, yeah, we got to get, thank you. Thank you for being honorable, sure. You already won once. So I want to make sure that people that have never won, won again. Or get to win. You know what I mean? Give him more cookies. No, he's good. He's had enough cookies. Have a 408, 13 and 1 knots that goes 9s and 8. Fuck the EPA. He must be at the beginning of the show. I love the people that tune in at the beginning of the show and comment at the end of the show. And they're like, what, what? I don't get what's happening. Number two, to remind him how many chromosomes he has. The number two is the amount of his brain cells. Shit just got in, man. Did Amber Heard drop that number two too? Y'all going off. Good stuff. Turvey's mom are so, Turvey's moms are so proud of him. Beetlejuice spelling still more accurate than Turvey's rear and backlash eyeball gang. Number two, the amount of brain cells he has left. We got that. Number two, because he never won a race. Hey, pretty good. Number two, so he stays on the chat. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Only 2-inch welds. Stock 50 has my vote. I'm here at the end of the show. Got it. Someone else, someone said the last grade he finished. Who said the last grade he finished? Show me when he said it's the last grade he finished. Where is that? Let me scroll up. Number two for Tuval, Bill Coyote. Ha ha. Second, where's number two? Where's a diaper? It's all starting to make sense now. Austin Powers, he wants to be two. God's number one. First looser. First tattoo is probably number two valve. He may have a number two on his neck, but at least it's not on his bed. Be turvy, has number two on his neck. Howard want left so wouldn't get canceled. I doubt Southside Alex. He works on someone's yard. Mustang Lifestyle's brother. Good thing he has those job hours. Kobe number 24. Wait, is that tat real? And closure on his tattoo. He tattooed his number of cylinders. Mustang missing. Got that. Number two is picture of shit. Is that a number two or a picture of shit? Two for his girl. Rusty Wallace. Damn it. I don't see it anywhere. I don't see it here, man. You guys got to keep going. We got a couple minutes left. Number two is for the amount of intake tries. Two brain cells. It was Ford More Performance. Where? I don't Ford More Performance. Okay, let's see. I got to find it. I got to verify so I can highlight it. Hey, there it is. Last grade you finished. Okay, you win. That's Garage Bill Coyote was pretty damn good, meaning the number of cylinders missing on his Mustang. But the last grade he finished, that's pretty damn good. So, Mr. Ford More Performance, verify who you are. To Melissa and Lake, Mr. EPA, you're going to get 3 free cookies from Oh My God Cookies. Oh My God Cookies _ LLC on Instagram. DohMyGodCookies.com. Seriously, badass cookies. So Melissa or James, can you please grab Mr. Ford More Performance info, get you some cookies? And all we ask for is Ford More. When you get the cookies in, tag Oh My God Cookies, tag me, and we'll let people know that you got some free cookies. Badass shit. I'm blown away. Yeah, good job. Badass. Thanks, y'all. Very. And the people helped you out. I missed a comment totally. The people helped you out. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. God damn it. You guys are great. Awesome. So we're going to get him some cookies. So yeah, someone like a Turv, we all have one of those in our lives. We all have a Turv in our life. So I was trying to like save the dude from himself, but like you guys said, sometimes just some people are beyond saving and there's nothing you can do about them. No, too, because of his credit score. Jesus Christ. Okay, it's over. The Ford Mobile Performance won. Good group of people here. I would have been trying to claim those cookies, but people say it was Ford Mobile Performance, and he got it in. All right, let me get out of here because I don't want to drag on when I don't have to drag on. Let's end on a high note with Ford Mobile Performance getting the cookies. I appreciate everybody that gets on. We had over 400 people on the chat. That's a nice thing to see. I want to thank Oh My God Cookies. I want to thank Parts Farm. I want to thank Two Auto Solutions. Happy birthday to Rami Zaidan. Appreciate you guys, you know, supporting the channel, the whole nine yards. And I want to leave on a high note so that Ford Moore gets the cookies and I can finish and have a day off tomorrow and get back to it on Thursday. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'll see you guys Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do some YDBT Daily. Get after it. See what happens with EPA and anything else that goes on. I'm not really going to deviate too much from car stuff on this channel. Maybe on the dating channel, I will, with the Amber Heard and stuff like that. So if you guys want to hear any other type of stuff, just talk about regular general shit. The dating channel is transitioning more to a video format, and I'll still have lives once or twice a week, but not as often because it was real difficult to keep up that schedule. All right, guys, have a good rest of your night. I'll see you guys Thursday as I'm off tomorrow on this channel. Have a good one. See you later.